Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 12. In this chapter, Ezekiel gives two dramatic signs or action sermons to the people to emphasize the certainty of the impending conquest of Jerusalem and the fearful conditions that would exist at that time. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 16 of the chapter. Ezekiel chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see but does not see, and ears to hear but does not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, son of man, prepare your belongings for captivity, and go into captivity by day in their sight. You shall go from your place into captivity to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. By day you shall bring out your belongings in their sight, as though going into captivity. And at evening you shall go in their sight like those who go into captivity. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry your belongings out through it. In their sight you shall bear them on your shoulder and carry them out at twilight. You shall cover your face so that you cannot see the ground, for I have made you a sign to the house of Israel. So I did as I was commanded. I brought out my belongings by day, as though going into captivity, and at evening I dug through the wall with my hand. I brought them out at twilight, and I bore them on my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? Say to them, Thus says the Lord God, This burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel who are among them. Say, I am assigned to you. As I have done, so shall it be done to them. They shall be carried away into captivity. And the prince who is among them shall bear his belongings on his shoulder at twilight and go out. They shall dig through the wall to carry them out through it. He shall cover his face so that he cannot see the ground with his eyes. I will also spread my net over him, and he shall be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he shall not see it, though he shall die there. I will scatter to every wind all who are around him to help him and all his troops, and I will draw out the sword after them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord when I scatter them among the nations and disperse them throughout the countries. But I will spare a few of their men from the sword, from famine, and from pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the Gentiles wherever they go. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Let's begin our study of Ezekiel chapter 12 with some background notes. The prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel are both known for their object lessons or dramatic signs that they perform to illustrate and drive home their message to the people. You know, we too should use illustrations and object lessons in our ministry if it will help people to understand our message better. Jeremiah was preaching and prophesying in Jerusalem, while Ezekiel was preaching and prophesying in Babylon. Remember, Ezekiel had been taken as a captive to Babylon along with others in 597 BC. The fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians and the destruction of the temple did not take place until 586 BC. Ezekiel's prophetic ministry was through signs, sermons, and visions. Remember, in chapters 8 through 11, we had four visions, or more likely, one four-part vision that Ezekiel was given concerning the coming judgment on Judah and Jerusalem because of idolatry and wickedness. Now, from chapter 12, right on through till chapter 24, we have a number of signs, messages, and parables given by Ezekiel to emphasize the certainty and the causes of the coming judgment. Here in Ezekiel chapter 12, we have two signs, the sign of the baggage and tunneled wall, and the sign of the trembling hands. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, the fate of King Zedekiah was dramatized by Ezekiel. The fate of King Zedekiah was dramatized by Ezekiel. In verse 3, we see that God told Ezekiel to pack a few of his belongings in some kind of rucksack, the kind of baggage people would carry away as captives. Ezekiel was to take this baggage out of his house during the day before the watching people, verse 4. Then at evening, he was to dig a hole through the mud brick side of his house while everyone was watching, verse 5. Then at night, he was to come out of his house through the tunneled hole in the wall, and carry his baggage away blindfolded. Verse 6. We see in the verses that follow that Ezekiel's dramatic sign was to illustrate the plight of many Jews who would try to escape the siege of Jerusalem. They would be caught and either killed or taken into captivity. The sign especially illustrated the attempted escape of King Zedekiah, the last king of Judah. He is called the prince here in these verses. I'm reading about the attempted escape of King Zedekiah in Jeremiah chapter 52. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the fourth month, on the ninth day of the month, the famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled and went out of the city at night by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden, even though the Chaldeans or Babylonians were near the city all around. And they went by way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he pronounced judgment on him. Then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he killed all the princes of Judah in Riblah. He also put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in bronze fetters, took him to Babylon, and put him in prison till the day of his death. Jeremiah chapter 52, verses 3 through 11. Because King Zedekiah was blinded by Nebuchadnezzar, he never saw Babylon, even though he died there as a captive, as we read here in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 13. The fate of King Zedekiah was dramatized by Ezekiel. Doctrinal point number 2. The fear of the coming siege was dramatized by Ezekiel. The fear of the coming siege was dramatized by Ezekiel. Verses 17 through 20. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and anxiety. And say to the people of the land, Thus says the Lord God to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the land of Israel, They shall eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with dread, so that her land may be emptied of all who are in it because of the violence of all those who dwell in it. Then the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall become desolate, and you shall know that I am the Lord. In these verses, we have the second sign that Ezekiel was to act out before the people, the sign of the trembling hands. Remember back in chapter 4, Ezekiel was told to lie on his side for 430 days. And eat only a small amount of bread and drink only a small amount of water each day to dramatize the coming conditions in Jerusalem during the time of the siege. Now Ezekiel is to eat his bread and drink his rationed water with quaking or trembling hands. I challenge you to do this at your family meal time tonight, and you will have an excellent opportunity to share a Bible story with the rest of the family. The sign of the trembling hands, of course, was to illustrate the fear and trembling that would come upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem when the Babylonian army would surround them and there would be no escape. The fear of the coming siege was dramatized by Ezekiel. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 12? Don't let delay turn into denial or doubt. Don't let delay turn into denial or doubt. Verses 21 through 28. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says, The days are prolonged, and every vision fails? Tell them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will lay this proverb to rest, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say to them, The days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For no more shall there be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. it will no more be postponed or delayed. For in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now, and he prophesies of times far off. Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord God, None of my words will be postponed or delayed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. Ezekiel followed up the two signs of chapter 12 with a series of messages, and the first two of these messages are right here in the last section of Ezekiel chapter 12. Both messages deal with popular proverbs that the people were quoting. The first proverb is in verse 22. Son of man, what is this proverb that you people have about the land of Israel, which says, the days are prolonged and every vision fails? In other words, the people were saying that the predictions of doom by Ezekiel and the other prophets would come to nothing. They denied and doubted the word of the Lord through the prophets. As far as they were concerned, the fact that the predictions hadn't taken place yet indicated that they wouldn't take place. God's answer through Ezekiel was that it wouldn't be too long before the people would no longer quote that proverb. The prophecies were just about to be fulfilled, and there would be no denial or doubt when the Babylonian army surrounded Jerusalem. The other proverb is in verse 27. Son of man, look, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he sees is for many days from now, and he prophesies of times far off. In other words, the people were saying that the prophecies might be fulfilled, but it would be way off in the distant future. They denied and doubted the imminence of the coming judgment. The Lord's answer is in verse 28. Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord God, None of my words will be delayed or postponed anymore, but the word which I speak will be done, says the Lord God. And indeed, all came true, right down to the very details that were prophesied. You know, there are a lot of people today, just like the skeptics of Ezekiel's day. They know that the Bible predicts a day of judgment coming in the future, but because the Lord, in his long suffering, delays the coming judgment, these folks deny and doubt the truth of his coming and his judgment. 2 Peter 3 speaks about these skeptics. I'm reading from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. You know, this application is good for believers as well as unbelievers. As Christians, we need to be careful that we don't begin to doubt or deny any of the word of God because the Lord delays his coming or delays his answers to our prayers. This applies to many of the promises and predictions of Scripture. Illustration. Do you really believe that the Lord could come back for his church today? Do you really believe that? Don't let delay turn into denial or doubt.